This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest, and today we're going to go over 10 top side hustles to make you extra income. So side hustles are really important to have extra income sources. They say the average millionaire has 7 sources of income, so it's great to diversify in case anything goes wrong. I actually recently got laid off, and it's so nice that I have side hustles that make me money so that I don't have to worry. A lot of these different side hustles I've actually started, and some other ones I've researched heavily, so that's why I wanted to get into this today, because these are some of my favorite ones. And a lot of these just require a laptop and you can start right away. So the first side hustle is to sell custom apparel on merch by Amazon. I talk about the side hustle a lot. It still generates me cash flow to this day, even though I haven't touched it in years. This income stream can require $0 to low capital. Depends which route you want to take, whether you make your own designs or you hire someone. But in order to start, you can sign up on merch.amazon.com. Basically, the gist of it is you're going to design t-shirt designs and you're going to put that on custom apparel. You list that on merch by Amazon, and whenever you get sales, Amazon actually prints and fulfills your order for you. That means you don't need to buy inventory. You don't need to ship anything. It's super low risk, and anyone who wants to start a t-shirt business can start right away without having to spend thousands of dollars. So again, sign up on merch.amazon.com. You're going to need to apply. When you apply, you might want to outline your design experience, your business e-commerce experience. If you guys haven't checked it already, you can check my tutorial on my YouTube channel that talks about how I made over $30,000 selling on merch by Amazon. And once you get in, you're going to select the products you want to sell, upload the artwork, make sure to add titles and descriptions. So that's basically the gist of it. You're going to need to learn about marketing and how to rank on the Amazon marketplace. You also will need to figure out how to design those shirts. So I use Photoshop for most of my shirts. You can even hire on like Upwork or Fiverr. But the thing is, if you want to hire a designer, you need to make sure that those designs are original and they are not taking it from the internet or something like that. So that is the one thing that you need to look out for. You also need to do trademark research. You can look on USPTO.gov to do that. I don't want to get too deep into this. If you do want that tutorial, go ahead and check out my other video. But this is a great way to start making money right off the bat. Number 2 is to start your own YouTube channel. I'm a huge advocate for this because it's totally changed my life. And obviously I'm on YouTube right now telling you guys this, but you can actually make a decent amount of money creating something impactful that helps others, like with what I'm doing right now. I mean, I hope it inspires and helps you guys and is valuable to you guys, but you don't have to be in the personal finance niche. You can make YouTube videos around anything, like around your pet or around art or around comedy. There's obviously so many things you can make videos for. The monetization strategies might be different based off of which niche you are in. For personal finance, the CPMs are high. Basically, CPM means cost per thousand impressions. So advertisers will pay essentially for placement of ads on your videos, and they do pay more for this niche, which I'm lucky that that's the case. But if you don't get as much ad revenue from certain niches, you might want to explore selling merch or selling other products or brand partnerships. There are a lot of ways to monetize. So let's go over a few of them. You can do it through ad revenue, through sponsorships, through your own products like merch or books or courses. You can have a membership site. You can do affiliate marketing, which I'll get into later in this video. But there are so many ways to make money that it's a great idea to create your own personal brand, because if you love something, why not talk about it and actually make a living out of it? The internet makes the possibilities endless in this day and age, so it's definitely a good idea to seize those opportunities. It brings me to the next one. Number 3 is to start a money-making blog. So I created my blog in 2015. It generates revenue as well, and people still make a lot of money blogging. For example, Alex and Lauren from Create and Go make over $100,000 a month blogging. But you can say the same thing with YouTube. I know YouTubers who make over $100,000 a month doing YouTube. That's why personal branding is super lucrative, and that's why I'm talking about it right now. If you guys want to start a blog, I use HostGator. That's how I host my website, and then I use WordPress for that. I also use ConvertKit for email, which is in the link below as well. Email marketing is important. It's important to build your email list. And with ad revenue, you have Google AdSense like on YouTube, but websites and blogs also have AdThrive and MediaVine that are great ones that pay out well for our ads. So you might want to check those out once you get your view count higher on your website. They do have minimum requirements that are pretty high. You need to have a certain amount of page sessions per month in order to apply, but you can actually make a lot of money through these means. Like I mentioned, the same things apply with YouTube, like ads, sponsorships, membership sites, ebooks, courses, everything like that. You can monetize those ways with your own website. So if you don't like to do video, you're more introverted, you prefer writing, blogging's a great way to go because you can be in bed and start blogging. Like I used to do that all the time. So it's just like so nice that you can do it wherever you want to. Number four is to sell Kindle and paperback books on Amazon. Many people don't know this, but you can self-publish your own books with $0 to start. It's the same thing like with Merch by Amazon. Amazon has created all these tools for you to start making money a lot easier. What happens is you're going to upload digital files of your book and Amazon's going to print and fulfill your orders for you every time people purchase your listing. Some people are even creating line notebooks this way and not even writing anything, right? They have pages of just line paper. They upload that file and they upload a cover. So that's already one listing and they can just make more of those by changing out the cover, which is kind of crazy, right? You can put out a bunch of paperback books by just doing this and you can get sales and you can make passive income. So basically go to kdp.amazon.com. If you want to do the notebook thing, you select paperback. If you do want to write your own book, you probably want to do Kindle and paperback. So upload your content, your details. They do have cover design templates, so you can use those to help you design and format and things like that. And once you upload everything, it's just going to be ready to sell on Amazon. I've done it before. I've been able to make a little bit of money on it, but I wasn't really focused on it, so I'm not doing that right now. But back in the day, there were people making $40,000 a month selling Kindle books. I totally remember this, and I'm sure people are still making a ton of money selling books to this day. Number five is to rent out your car on Turo. This is something I've been interested in for the longest time. Basically, people will buy nice cars and then rent them out, but you don't even have to have a super nice car. You can go on their Carculator, I think that's what they called it. They have a Turo calculator, essentially. You can find different vehicles and models and look at those cars in your location and see how much they usually rent for on average. So maybe you're gonna be able to find a different car model that costs less but rents out for more. It's almost similar to real estate investing, right? Because you want a property that usually has a good ratio between the two, price to rent ratio essentially, so that you get more return on your investment. It's the same thing with Turo, but usually cars are depreciating assets, so that's something to look out for. And when you are renting it out, this is kind of like Airbnb. You're renting it out per day usually, and when you're doing that, you usually have to drop off the car so that they can pick it up, or you set it at a specific location that they're gonna get it at, like maybe the airport. And then after they use it, you still have to clean it and you have to pass off keys every turn. But if you have an operator for your Turo business, it can make things a lot more passive. So maybe you have a fleet of cars. I know there are people who have those businesses. They have a ton of cars, they rent them out, and there's an operator who runs it for them. So it's actually very passive in that way if you hire someone to do that work for you. So I would say with Turo, you probably would be making around a few hundred dollars a month per car. It really depends though, because if you have a Tesla, for example, I think you can rent it for over $100 to $200 a day. If you go on the Carculator, you can see that there are some vehicles that make bank. Like you can make almost $30,000 a year from just one car. It just depends how nice the car is. But you also have to think about, you know, monthly insurance, if you have a car loan or not, so that will cut into costs. And Turo has its own trip fee as well that they deduct. But Turo is a great one to explore. It's something I've considered as well. Number six is to start an Amazon FBA business. I have made multiple five figures doing this side hustle. So what you're gonna do is go to Alibaba.com. You're gonna find products that you wanna sell on Amazon. You're gonna see how you can make tweaks to make the products better, private label it under your own logo and name. You're gonna work with them to get a sample of the product. If you like it, then you can order more in bulk. You send that over to the Amazon warehouse, and every time you get sales, Amazon's gonna fulfill your orders for you. You pay about $40 a month for FBA access, like a pro account if you want the pro account. But basically with the pro account, they're gonna be the ones fulfilling your orders for you. If you don't get the pro account, you would be the one to ship the products yourself. You don't have to use Alibaba. You can use any other manufacturer to kind of work on creating those products for you that you can ship over to Amazon's warehouse. And it can actually be kind of passive if you find a winning product and you just keep shipping over inventory, getting those ratings up, and you keep getting sales and replenishing those listings. So it's a matter of getting those ratings, doing the marketing, understanding what's going to sell. So kind of doing that research on Amazon. You can look up bestseller rankings. So basically on every single Amazon product, there's a bestseller ranking. If it's under 100,000, usually it means it's selling pretty decently every single month. So those are things you got to look out for and see if you have a lot of competition, see if there's demand for it, and then kind of pull the trigger on certain products. So that's about it. But this business does take more capital. It's a little more capital intensive. It just depends if you want to go into the e-commerce business and create your own products. The advantage with selling on Amazon is obviously you're going to leverage the Amazon marketplace and be able to get sales that way versus always running your own ads and, you know, trying to drive traffic maybe through social media. You can start getting sales pretty quickly on Amazon if you do it right. Number seven, you can sell digital products on Etsy. The advantage with selling on Etsy is it's pretty low capital. It's like 20 cents per listing for every few months. It's free to set up your shop. So you're mainly paying for the listing fees. And then whenever you get sales, there are commission fees that they take, but it's really passive because you just upload digital products and Etsy's gonna fulfill your orders because it's automatically sent to the customer. So when I say digital products, I mean things like wedding card templates, resume templates. You can make them on Photoshop or Microsoft Word. Canva is a free tool that allows you to do this. So it's just really simple to create these products. And I remember spending a bunch of time doing this while I traveled abroad and built passive income streams. I made over 500 listings or so. So, you know, I was working on this every single day, making new products, getting more sales, and it can become passive income. You know, it's still cash flowing for me to this day. If you are interested in selling on Etsy, I do have a course called the Etsy Entrepreneur that I will link below. I did mention blogging earlier. If you are interested in that as well, I have a blogging course as well that I made with my friend who is doing amazing things with his blog. So go ahead and check those out if you want. But Etsy was one of my first passive income streams and it opened my world of possibilities. Number eight, you can do live streaming on Amazon Live. So I actually tested this out with my husband and we made like $1,000 a month just streaming us playing video games and talking about products. The way Amazon Live works is you're basically live streaming about products you usually use or recommend, and they'll have like a set of products below your live stream of the ones that you're talking about. And if anyone clicks it and buys, then you'll actually get commissions. So you get affiliate commissions per sale. I had a friend who was making $5,000 a month doing this, and he was just working out, talking about products. So it's an interesting way to make money. It's kind of like the home shopping network or something like that, where people on TV would at late at night would talk about products and sell them. It's kind of the same thing, except you're just talking about stuff that you like using, which makes it a lot easier, right? It's not just random products that you don't care about. You get to hand select the ones you want to promote that are on the Amazon marketplace. So if you want to get started with Amazon Live, you need to sort of be an approved influencer or creator on Amazon. So you'll need to fill out like an application, try to get approved. If you have a personal brand, then it's likely that you will get approved. Once you do that, you'll download the Amazon Live Creator app. You sign in with your Seller Central account. So that's something you need to get as well. And then you do your live video through the Amazon Live Creator app. So what I would do is connect an external camera to the Amazon Live Creator app and then start streaming and talking about stuff and playing games. That made the quality a lot better. So if you're a streamer, you enjoy streaming on Twitch, Amazon Live is another one you might want to consider. Number nine is to do affiliate marketing. So I mentioned like personal branding, you can do affiliate marketing as one of the monetization routes, but going deeper into this, affiliate marketing means you're promoting a product or service for another company in exchange for a commission on the sales you generate. So you're going to use a unique referral link that the companies give you. And every time people purchase through that link, you make a little commission. Some affiliate programs pay really well. So they have ones where they have recurring revenues every single month. You split that with them and it's really nice. So you can make a lot of money doing this. And I know a lot of creators actually make multiple five figures per month doing this. The great thing about affiliate marketing is it's low cost, low risk. A lot of the ones that I mentioned, right, are pretty low cost and low risk. Aside from Turo, Amazon FBA, I think most of the ones I've talked about are pretty cheap to get started. And then what you're going to do is usually decide on a platform. So if you want to do blogging or if you want to do YouTube or Instagram, like figure out which one you want to do and also figure out your niche. You don't want to be talking about all random things where people don't consider you as an expert. So try to niche down and figure out which one that that you want to talk about and try to get specific with it. So if you want to talk about food, maybe go into vegan food instead of just food in general, and then become a leader in your space. You want to build that credibility. You don't want to just spam affiliate links and people won't buy from it, right? Then you're going to want to find affiliate programs to join. Amazon affiliates is one of the biggest ones. The commissions are not as high with Amazon affiliates. It's maybe like 4% or so, but you can find ones around the products that you actually recommend. So if you have tools or software or other products that you use, maybe you can reach out to those companies and see if they have affiliate programs and just really go the extra mile to solve the audience's problem. When you solve their problems, they're going to be like, okay, this tool is a trusted tool. I should try it. It'll solve my problem. And that's how you're going to get those sales. It's a win-win for everyone because the owner gets sales, you get a commission, and the buyer gets value. The last one I want to talk about is to become an online coach. There are many people making multiple five figures a month as well through coaching. Coaching is a great one because you can talk about anything that you're knowledgeable about. I would say the amount you can make really depends on your expertise and how valuable your knowledge is, but you can make it on anything. I've hired coaches for my husband to get better at a video game. You can hire coaches on Fiverr and Upwork. So if you want to be a video game coach, go ahead and list that gig on Fiverr and make money that way. I've also paid $300 for an hour coaching call. I've even paid $3,000 for a course creation workshop. I'm always spending on conferences, books, courses, education, coaching calls, whatever, to get me to the next level. So if you have that knowledge that can get someone to the next level, people will pay for that, especially in the categories of health, wealth, and relationships. These are ones people will pay big money to get to the next level for. But if it's not in those areas, it's totally fine. You can even teach English. So if you don't have any skills you can think of, you can tutor on italki or preply. There's a lot of different sites where you can teach English, for example. You can even try Craigslist and things like that. There's so many different websites that you can start making money. Even clarity.fm, this is a great one for coaches because they kind of have a marketplace for coaches. So you can look for a specific coach based off of your needs, and they just take a little bit of a cut if you do it through their platform. Now, if you want to host it yourself, you can make your own website, have a Calendly set up so that people can schedule calls with you, and then you can do Zoom or Skype in order to conduct your lessons. And then you'd probably collect payment through PayPal. If you want to take it a step further with this coaching, because coaching is kind of like one-on-one, so it's not that scalable, you can productize that knowledge into things like eBooks and courses, maybe record some of your coaching in order to productize it. That way it's highly scalable, really efficient, where, you know, anyone around the globe can access it and have lifetime access, and it makes it relatively passive income for you. So I hope you guys enjoyed these 10 top side hustles that you guys can try. I'm a huge advocate for all of these different ones, and it can make you a bunch of money, whether it's on the side or whether it's your full-time income. The dollar amounts, like I mentioned, are really high for a lot of these different channels. So the sky's the limit on how much you can make. It just depends on the effort and the quality of your work.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.